You've mentioned the magic moments in a presentation, that point of time where everything comes together and you have the audience in the palm of your hand. How do you turn that magic into the science of being a presentation architect?
All that can be answered in one word: timing. We often talk about time. For a presenter, timing is the issue. It's not whether I speak for 30 minutes or an hour and 30 minutes. When they're having fun, or when they're learning, or when they're feeling the value, the notion and concept of time evaporates because I use timing. As an architect, my job is not to tell you what to do and say, but to make sure that you say whatever you want to say in a way, in a time, in a rhythm, in a process that is fully in sync with the person that is listening to you. Now, how easy is that? Well, it is very easy to know what to do and supremely hard to know how to do it. Let's look at the concept of baking a cake. I bet you now that if we conducted a national survey and asked people, what are the ingredients, what would it take to bake a cake? I bet you that most of the survey respondents will know. What's even funnier is that I bet you most of those people at home have those ingredients and they have an oven. Now let's go one step further and say, we all know, we all have. How many of us can do? Now go make me the cake. And what will you end up with? What a farcical response you will have when you actually compare the different constructions. It is not enough, therefore, to know, not enough, therefore, to have, but to be able to do. Why do you need a presentation architect? Look at the difference. I haven't given you your eggs, sugar. You've already got that. I haven't given you the oven. You already knew that. What I'm doing is putting them in such a sequence. If we even put the egg at the wrong time in the baking tray, you'll end up with fried eggs, scrambled eggs. You won't end up anywhere near a cake. So the ingredients, when they arrive, changes their texture and composition entirely. And that is why I can tell a joke, a sentence, a statement, and make an audience cry, or I could say a similar statement and make an audience laugh, literally. Because the same egg, the same baking tray, and the same oven can be cracked to give you fried eggs or could be mixed to give you a gâteau. Now that is timing, and that is the difference between an architect who can engineer your success or a slapstick comedy that goes time and time again and is a waste of everybody's life.
You've been listening to Jonah Nader speaking about presentation skills. If you'd like Jonah to become your personal presentation architect, please email me, fiona@logictivity.com.
Stay tuned to the second half of this CD, where Fiona and I speak with Jonah about the pitfalls of media training.